Easter break.
Or not Easter break, but spring break.
我们都有一个很好的春假了哈，刚刚过去的一周是春假。
The only one that didn't have a spring break was Jeet. I forgot to tell him that we didn't have our Bible study 2 weeks ago.
So
he showed up.
I was busy at the farm for 2 weeks. There's a lot of work to do there, so I didn't really get much of a break.
他的农场就比较忙啊，他的农场比较忙，他过去两周也没有什么休假。
So this morning we're going to look again, have a little review of what we talked about last week. The eternal security of the believer.
那今天早晨呢，我们会先开始讲一点点我们上一周的回顾啊，就是得救的确据。
Once a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they are saved for all eternity.
一旦一个人接受基督成为他的救主呢，他在永恒里就得救了。
That's what we mean by eternal security.
这就是我们说的永恒的确据。
A true child of God, born of the Spirit of God, can never be lost.
从圣灵生的一个真正神的孩子是不可能被丢失的。
Last week we looked at three points, and we'll give a review there. And then our fourth point is going to be the portion that we have next in the Gospel of John.
那我们上一周讲了三个点，那我们会做一个小小的回顾。然后今天呢，我们会讲，福音约翰福音里讲的后面一段话，就是得救确据里的第四点。
Now let's just ask the Lord's help as we approach this study today.
那我们求神的带领啊，来一起做一个祷告。
Father, we come to you again.
父啊，我们又再次来到您面前。
We thank you for your eternal word.
我们为您永恒的话语献上感恩。
A word that is settled in heaven forever.
那话语是立定在天，永恒的立定。
And that Lord, you have made promises that you will keep.
这话语您是给我们的应许，您必定持守。
So Lord, as we approach your word today, we pray that your Holy Spirit might quiet our hearts, that we might hear your voice.And when you speak to us,
主啊，当我们接近这话语，今天翻开这话语，盼望您的圣灵教导我们当您向我们说话的时候。
Lord, we don't have understanding in ourselves in spiritual things.
在属灵的事上，我们本没有这理解能力。
So Lord, we depend upon your Holy Spirit to guide us and to teach us.
主啊，我们真的以仰仗您的圣灵去教导我们，也带领我们。
And Lord, open our hearts.
您开我们的心。
Remove any resistance.
拿走一切的拦阻。
And may we hear your voice calling today.
也让我们今天能听见您声音的呼召。
Now we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Well, let's turn to John chapter 10 and we'll read that portion before us.John chapter 10.
来翻开约翰福音的十章啊。
And we'll read from verses 22 to 39.
我们来读22到39节。
And we'll read around the table if we would, please.
你先用中文一节一节读。22到39。
John 10, starting to read at verse 22.And ending at verse 39.
22到39，在耶路撒冷有修殿节，是冬天的时候。
耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走，犹太人围着他说：“你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我。”
耶稣回答说：“我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。”
只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
我又赐给他们使
们埋灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
哦，犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。
耶稣对他们说，我从父写出许多圣旨给你们看，你们视为哪一件拿石头打我呢？
犹太人回答说，我们不是为圣旨拿石头打，是为你说见王的话，又为你是个人，反将自己做神，做当作神。
耶稣说，你们在律法上岂不是写着，我曾说你们是什么吗？
经上的话是不能废，若那些承受神道的人尚且称为神。
不受分别为圣，又查到世间来的，他是曾是神的儿子。因为我向他说，你说见皇帝话，见皇帝话吗？
我若不行，我做的事，你们就不必信我。
我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手走了。
So what do we mean by eternal security of a believer?
我们来想一想什么叫做信徒的永恒的确据。
And what is that security based upon?
这样的确据基于什么事情呢？
Well, the meaning of eternal security is simple.
永恒确据的意思很简单。
The Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Except a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
耶稣对尼哥底母说呢，人若不重生，就不能进神国。
A person is born again when they trust the finished work of Christ on the cross.
当一个人信靠耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的功的时候呢，他就重生了。
When he suffered and died for sin,
耶稣受难也死为我们的罪。
We as sinners come to the cross and we believe in that work that was done for us.
我们是罪人，我们来到十字架上啊，我们来到十字架前，我们相信他所做的这功。
And so he was offered there as a sacrifice for us.
他在那呢献上了赎罪祭为我们。
And so when a sinner comes to the place of the cross,
当一个罪人来到十字架的救赎之工面前的时候，
and he sees Christ dying there for his sins,
他看见耶稣在那死了，为了他自己的罪死了。
And he believes.
然后这个罪人他相信。
That God loved him so much that he would give his only son.
他相信神如此的爱他，把圣子，唯一的独生子赐给我们。
And so he's forgiven for all his sins.
所以在那样的相信里呢，这个罪人的罪就全都被赦免。
But there's more.
但这里还会有更多。
At that moment that you receive forgiveness of sins.
在你接受赦罪之恩的那一刻呢，
you also receive a new life.
你也接受了一个新的生命。
That's what it means to be born from above, because Jesus rose from the dead and is at God's right hand in the heavens.
这就叫为什么从上来的重生啊，因为耶稣复活又回到了父神的右边。
And so not only does he forgive sins, but he gives a new life.
他不但赦免我们的罪，他更给我们一个新的生命。
And that life is not a life that you had before; it's actually God's life.
这不是我们以前有过的生命，但是呢，它是一个神从神来的生命。
And then that person is completely justified before a holy God.
但这个人呢，他是完完全全在神面前啊是称义的。
God places that believer.In His Son Jesus, and He views Him as perfect.
神呢把这个信徒呢放在他的儿子基督里面啊，然后 看他就是完美的，因为基督是完美的。
Now some people try to teach that salvation, although it's a gift from God, it's one that you can lose.
有的教导呢，尝试呢要告诉我们，虽然救恩是从神来的免费的礼物，但是你可能会丢失它。
Now you can refuse eternal life.
你可以拒绝永恒的生命啊，这是可以的。
Unbelievers, they refuse the gift of eternal life.
就像不信的人呢。他就是把永恒神的礼物呢就拒绝了。
But although you can refuse eternal life, once you receive eternal life, you can never lose it.
就像你可以拒绝，但是你一旦接受，接到你心里来以后，你就不会再丢掉了。
You become God's property then.
那你就成为神的产业了。
You're no longer your own.
你就不再是你自己了。
You're sealed by the Holy Spirit.
你是被圣灵所。
So now what?
敲了印的，印上了印记。
What do we base that? What do we base that faith upon?
那我们这个信心是基于什么样的基石的呢
？You remember last week we had three words, all starting with F on the board. You remember that?
上周我们画了三个三角的图哈，每个词写一个三个词，每个词都是以 F 打头的。
So what is the first The first word.
第一个是什么
Facts. Number one, facts.
第一个就是事实啊 facts.
Number one, facts. No. When we talk about the facts, what do we mean by facts?
当我们讲到事实，我们是在讲什么呢
？Truth.
The truth.
就是真的东西，真理。
Right. Where do we find this truth?
我们从哪里找到
I'm looking for the truth. Where do I find it?
我在寻找真理，我在哪里能找到
The Bible. Yeah.
就是圣经了。
What is the Bible?
圣经是什么
God's word.
Thank you.
圣经就是神的话，就是神的话。
The Bible, right? And the Bible is God's word.
圣经。是真理，圣经是真理，是因为它就是神的话。
Now, tell me if you can destroy anything in the world.
假设你能够毁坏这世上一起任何的东西。
You can destroy something in creation. Can you?
你能够毁掉一些创造的东西，能不能呢？
You can? What can you destroy?
你能毁掉什么呢
Broken.
You can break a cup. Yeah. But the pieces are all still there.
对，你比方说一个杯子，你可以把杯子敲碎了，但杯子的物质还在那里，碎片还在那里。
You break that cup, it's no more useful for water.
你只是让这个杯子不能够再用于舀水了，盛水了。
All you've done is change the form. You have not destroyed it. To destroy something means you'd have to make it disappear completely, gone.
你只是把它的形态改变了，让它不能够用来你原来的一个用途了。但是你不能完全的把它抹掉，这个做不到。
Were any science graduates here?
我们这里有没有学科学毕业的人？
No science graduates? Engineering?
有没有工程师
Are you all business people?
你们都是做生意的吗
I know the Chinese are good business people. I won't ask any questions about business because I'm a bad businessman.
他没有生意头脑。
You're an engineer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What's the first law of thermodynamics?
就是热力学第一定律是怎么讲？
能量守恒。
The energy.
How
to say? 是
能量守恒。
Yeah. No. No lose or no add.
Yeah. We put it this way in English. Matter.Cannot be created, and it cannot be destroyed.
就是物质呢，不能被创造，也不能被消灭。
Why is that?
为什么呢
It only change, energy only changes form.
就是能量呢，只是把物质的形态改变了。
Because God spoke, the world came into being. He commanded, and it stood fast. It stayed there.
所以神的话一旦出来呢，这个创造就成了。它一旦成了呢，就永不消灭了，就一直在那里。
And so, in the material realm, now that's in the material realm.Now we're going to look in the spiritual realm.
那这个是在物质界哈，那我们来看这个属灵的。
The finished work of Calvary, the finished work of redemption was completed at Calvary.
救赎工作已经结束了，在哪？就在哥哥他，就在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus, before he died, the last words he said before he committed himself to the Father.Was it is finished?
就耶稣呢，在他死之前呢，他把灵魂交给父的那一刻呢，他最后讲的话就是成了。
Now this is for you who are business people. Most of you are business people.
因为我们在座都是商人。
The word the Lord Jesus said when he said it's finished, that's a business word where a contract has been.Signed and completed.
所以成了呢，也是一个商业用语，就意味着呢，这个合同签了，也完成了，就是定了，敲定了。
The business deal has been finalized.
那一个商业的行为呢，就停了，就 敲定了。
He came to create a new creation.
然后呢，他进到了一个创造新的、创造的过程中。
And that new creation began at the cross of Calvary.
这样的新的创造呢，是从哪里开始的呢？就是从十字架的各个他的十字架说成了那一刻开始。
So, the fact then is that he has created something brand new.
所以现在有一个事实，就是他创造了一个完全新的东西。
So that's the fact. God has said it.All we need to do is believe it.
所以这就是事实啊，就是神已经定了，我们要做的就是相信他。
Now, in the material realm, we use faith every day.
在物质世界呢，我们每一天都会用信心。
Do you think this chair will support my weight?
你觉得这个椅子够不够结实来承受它的体重呢？
Let's pretend that I wasn't just sitting in it.
假设。假设我以前没有坐过这把椅子。
So I just come in the morning and I take a chair and any chair and I look at that chair and it looks okay.
然后呢，假设他今天是第一天来这个屋子，他一进来以后呢，他挑了一把椅子，他看了一看，他觉得还可以。
Will it hold my weight?
然后呢，这个能不能接住他的体重呢
？I look it over and it looks okay.
然后我看了一圈呢，觉得可以。
But I haven't proven it yet.
那我还是没有证明嘛。
In other words, I have to have faith that it'll hold my weight.
换句话说呢，在他做之前，他必须要有敢做下去的信心嘛。这个信心其实是相信这个椅子能承受他的分量。
Now what is I'm going to by faith I'm going to sit down.
所以他坐下是借着信心坐下去的。
Now what is my faith based upon?
他的信心是基于什么呢
？Well, I can look at the design of it.
我可以看这个椅子的设计。
As an engineer, I can see that it's well designed.
我作为一个工程师呢，我能看一下，这椅子设计的还行。
The materials, they're very strong materials, it's metal.
然后这个物质呢也还不错，这是一个金属的也挺结实。
And so, my faith that this chair will support me is based upon the fact that that it's good materials, well designed, and I know that other people have sat in this chair.
所以呢，他的信心基于一样这个什么事实呢？这个事实是他知道这个设计是好的，他知道这个材料是结实的，他也知道呢很多人都坐了这把椅子。
So the facts precede my faith, don't they?
所以事实是在他信心之前的。
So in the same way, what we have is we have God's promise.
同样的，我们现在有什么呢？我们现在有神的应许。
We have God's word.
有神的话。
That And that is what our faith is based upon.
那这就是我们的信心基于的那个基石了。
So the, that's the second thing, isn't it? That comes up.
然后呢，第二件事就出来了。
Is our faith is not a blind faith.
第二呢，就是信心哈。就是刚才讲的信心，第二个 F 打头的词就是信心 ，faith。
It's based upon God's word。
所以第二个信词的信心呢，它不是一个盲信的信心，它是基于第一个词事实 facts 基础上的信心。
Some people think that faith in a God you can't see doesn't make any sense。
有的人会这么说啊，相信一个你看不见的神啊，这好像很荒谬。
But if you could see God, that wouldn't be faith.
如果你真的看见神呢，这就不能叫信心了。
Does it take faith to see me, to know that I'm in the room?
比方说呢，我现在站在房间里，你说我需要有信心才能看见 Eric， 这个不需要，他已经站这里。
But you had faith that Jeet and I were going to come this morning, and we're going to teach the Word of God.
但是你没来之前呢，你要有信心相信他和 Jeet 今天早晨会来，会来上这个课，这个是基于信心。
Because we promised that we would come.
因为他们答应，他们应许，他们今天早晨会来。
And you came.
然后，所以你才来了嘛。
Now, so your faith is based upon facts.
所以你的信心哈是基于一个事实的。
Okay, so then the third thing, and this is some people put this third thing first though. What is it? Feelings?
Feeling.
Do you have any feelings, Nicole?
第三个词呢就是感觉哈，就是 F 打头的第三个词就是 feelings.
We all have feelings.
我每个人都有感觉。
We all, sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad, sometimes we feel depressed a little bit.
有的时候我高兴，有的时候哀伤，有的时候甚至很沮丧。
Sometimes life brings disappointments.
生命会带来，有的时候会带来一些失望。
So our feelings, they can go up, and we're happy, and they can go down, and we're unhappy. They can go level for a long time, and then suddenly, oh, something really nice happens, and then back down. We're down in the basement again.
所以你看他画了一个图啊，就是就像心电图一样的这个信息啊，这个感觉的图，就是我们的感觉就是高高低低，一会儿好一会儿不好，跟着环境的变化，一会儿又平了一段时间，突然又特别高兴，突然又特别不高兴。
What are our feelings based upon?
我们的感觉是基于什么的？
Our flesh.
Yeah, the flesh, that's what responds to it, but they're based uponmostly upon outward circumstances.
我们的感觉是完全基于环境的，外在环境影响。
Our experiences.
就我们的经历了。
You see, we come to church on Sunday and everybody loves us and we go, we're right up high. Right? By Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning and things are not going well, the kids are having problems and fighting and who knows what else happens. You know, you can go down. You get lonely, perhaps.
比方说呢，星期天早晨哦，你在教会，你在圣徒里面都很高兴啊，大家都彼此交谈，你的情绪很好，一个高点。到周二、周三的时候呢，可能哎呀，可能孩子在家里孩子又吵架了，什么又不开心了，你也不知道未来情况会怎么样，你马上又掉到一个很低的低谷里去。
But what doesn't change?
然后什么是不变的？
God's word. It never changes.
Every the 话是不变的。
Every time I open up my Bible, it reads the same thing.
每一次我翻开圣经，它讲的都是一样的。
And God has completed His word, so we don't need a fresh revelation. He's completed that once for all.
对，神已经完成了这话啊，一次完成了，所以我们不需要再去改变它或者再去寻找啊，它已经在那里。
So the very first thing about eternal security then is it's based upon the perfection of Christ's offering upon the cross.
所以 得救的确据就是基于啊耶稣在十字架上所做成的功啊，就他所宣称的。
Hebrews chapter 10。
第一啊，就是希伯来书的十章啊。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14。
希伯来书十章十四节，这是他上次讲的第一点啊，就得救确据的第一点。
Because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
因为他以四献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
When God creates something, it's perfect.
当神创造了什么东西的时候呢，就是完美的。
And God who is eternal knows the past, the present, and the future. It's all the same to him.
那神，那知道永恒的神呢，他就是知道过去、现在和将来。在神面前呢，过去、现在、将来都是一样的。
So the moment you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you are already attached to eternal perfection.
你信靠耶稣的那一刻呢，你就已经在永恒里啊，跟神有关系了。
That's the state that God brings us into.
这就是神放在你身上的一个状态，神改变你的状态。
Just as the old creation, the natural creation, was established when God brought it into being, so the new spiritual creation is created eternal.
同样的道理呢，就像你在地上肉身生的时候啊，你生出来这就是一个有形的人了。那我们在灵里呢，信靠耶稣基督重生了以后呢，也是一个实实在在的创造了，但是这样的创造是在永恒里的，就是不它不灭的，不像我们在地上的肉身会没的。
So just as God finished His work on the sixth day of creation, He rested then on the seventh.
就像神在六天他做工一样，他在第七天他休息安息。
And God rested in the finished work of Christ.
然后他在什么上面？他在耶稣基督做成的工上安息。
And we are to enter into that rest as well.
我们也要进到那安息里。
The spiritual rest, that is.
属灵的安息。
So that's the first thing that we rested upon the Word of God, and that verse 14 tells us that we've been perfected forever. That's God's Word to us.
所以希伯来书十章十四节就是，我们知道是。这样的事实啊，是我们得安息的基础。
So that word of God, the promises that we have been perfected in the eye of God.
所以这样的一个应许就是我们在神眼里就是完美的，因为耶稣基督。
Now turn to Philippians, we'll look at the second thing.
那第二点呢，就是腓立比书。
This is the word of God, and our eternal security we base that on the power of the Spirit of God.
这个是神的话哈，那我们的第二点是我们基于神的能力了，就神的灵的能力。
Philippians 1:6.
啊，腓立比书的一章六节。
Paul is writing to the Church at Philippi.
保罗写给腓立比教会。
This is what he says to those believers.
这是他给那些信徒们说的。
He says, "I am confident of this, that he, that is the Holy Spirit, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus."
他说我深信那在你们里面动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
So when you believe, the Holy Spirit seals you. We find that in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
我们知道在以弗所书的一章十三节，就是当我们信靠他的时候呢，圣灵就给我们印上印记了。
Now, as far as God is concerned, He has perfected forever those who are being made holy.
所以对于神来说呢，那一切信靠耶稣基督的，他已经使他成为完美了。
But right now, day by day, we still have struggles. We still go up and down, don't we?
但每一天呢，我们还是有很多的挣扎，高高低低的。
But the Holy Spirit is working.Day by day within us.
但圣灵呢，每一天在我们里面都在做工。
He begins that work by being we are born again of God's Spirit.
他从一个什么什么起点开始，就是我们在圣灵里重生成为神的孩子那个起点，就圣灵开始做工的起点开始。
So that's even though, as far as God is concerned, we are eternally secure. Day by day, the Spirit of God is working in us.To bring us to that ultimate goal.
所以是当我们重生了以后呢，圣灵就带着我们一天一天，直到最后那最终的状态，我们像基督的样子。
The Apostle Paul was confident.
所以使徒保罗在这里讲的呢，就他特别有信心。
That the Holy Spirit would, who had begun that work, was going to carry it to completion.
他这里说的意思就是，圣灵既然动了这善工啊，他就一定会成全。
Until the day of Christ Jesus.
直到主耶稣基督的日子。
When is that day?
那是什么日子呢？
Whenever you read about the day of Christ, or the day of Jesus Christ, or the day of Christ Jesus, or the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, it always means the day when he comes for his own church.
所以任何时候圣经里讲到这样的几个词哈，第一个呢就是主耶稣的日子，或者主耶稣基督的日子。或者主基督的日子，或者耶稣基督的日子，这都是在讲主耶稣再来，为了他的教会再来的那一天。
That's when the work of the Spirit of God will be completed.
在那一天呢，圣灵的工作就结束了，因为地上的圣徒就没了，全部被提了。
And we will bear them the eternal image that we are being brought toward.
然后我们就会，成为呢。永恒的那个状态啊，就是我们要像耶稣基督的那个状态，在那一刻。
As Paul says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed.
因为保罗说呢，在一瞬间啊，就是眨眼的一瞬间，我们都要改变。
And that is the day of Christ Jesus.
啊，那一天就是主耶稣基督的日子。
Okay, so then, the fact then.Of the new creation. We've touched on that already. That's another promise of God. That's a fact.
另外一个事实呢，就是新造的人啊，我们也上次也看见了。
First Corinthians 5:17.
那就是哥林多前书的五章，五章十七节。
First Corinthians or Second Corinthians 5:17. Sorry.
零后五章十七节。零后。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone; the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。这是上次讲第三点。
The old creation,
旧造和新造。
The old creation was what?
旧造是什么呢
？Adam and Eve, they sinned, didn't they, in the old creation?
那亚当夏娃他们犯罪，他们在旧造的人里犯罪了。
God is going to create a new heavens and a new earth.
神要造一个新天新地。
But this way, this here, he says that if.We are born again of God's Spirit. We're taken out of Adam, and we're placed into Christ, the new creation.
所以我们会从亚当夏娃的旧造的人里出来哈，然后我们变成一个新造的人。
And so that we have a new position, then in Christ.
在基督里我们就有一个新的地位了。
Ephesians chapter 2:5-6.
以弗所书的五章，哦，二章五节和六节。以弗所书二章，新约以弗所书二章。
In verse four, we'll read from verse four, two and four.
从四节开始读啊。
chapter 2, verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过患中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
We were dead in transgressions. That's the old creation, aren't it?
所以五节这里讲的，我们在死在过罪恶过患中，这就是救我旧造的人。
And it says it's by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
然后呢，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，这个是新造。
Now that's God's word.
这个是神的话。
Do you feel that you are seated with Christ in the heavenlies?
你觉得你感觉你要跟现在跟耶稣坐在天上神的右边吗？
You know, there was an Irishman, and boy, he was a great sinner. This Irishman.
那有一个爱尔兰人哈，那他真是个大罪人。
How many Irishmen do you know?
你认识多少爱尔兰人？
Someone has said that if you're not Irish, are you? No, good, okay. Someone has said that if there was ever any problems in a crowd, there's probably an Irishman at the center of it.
对，英语世界里有这么一个说法，就如果你发现一群人里有麻烦呢，在那吵吵闹闹的，你一定能在当中找到一个这个爱尔兰人就站在中间啊。
So this Irishman was listening to a gospel preacher.
然后他呢就在听这个福音的教导。
And he realized that he was a terrible sinner.
然后他就意识到他真的是个大罪人。
And so he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
然后呢，他就信靠了耶稣啊，成为救主。
And things went well for a little while, but he couldn't get the idea of eternal security.
然后呢，事情呢往前走啊，挺好的，但是他还是不能明白永恒的确据是怎么回事。
He desperately wanted to hang on to Christ and hang on to God.
他特别盼望啊，就是抓住基督啊，抓住神啊。
But when he looked into his heart, he saw the old nature there.
但他一回身一看自己的旧里面呢，他就看见老我的那个罪性的顽固啊。
And it pulled terribly on him.
然后他自己就发现这个老我非常顽强。
And he felt at times so unholy.
然后他经常发现自己是如此的不圣洁。
And he didn't know if he'd able to hang on to get to heaven.
然后呢，他就不能确定他自己到底能不能上天堂。
And he felt he would drown in his old nature.
他觉得他就在他的老我里啊，就快淹死了。
So he spent a lot of time down in this area here.
所以他有很多的时间是在这个情绪的低谷里度过的。
And one day he heard a preacher talking.
有一天呢，他就听到一个讲道了。
And the preacher was preaching on this very verse.
这个讲道人传道人呢，就讲我们刚才读的那节经文了。
The preacher said, "And God has raised us up, and seated us, raised us up with Christ. And so when Christ was raised from the dead, we have been raised from the dead."
然后呢，就等于当耶稣从死里复活，我们也从死里复活。耶稣坐在天上，我们也坐在天上。
And we have been seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
然后我们又在属天，在天上啊，跟耶稣基督同坐。
And the Irishman, right in the congregation, shouted out, "Hallelujah!"
啊。就这个爱尔兰人就在大家坐在听到的时候，他突然喊了一嗓子哈利路亚。
He said, "I thought I was going to drown in my old sins."
他说我几乎就觉得我要在我的老我的罪性里淹死了。
But if anybody has their head that far above the water, seated in the heavenlies, he can never drown.
然后他说任何人啊，你看见这个就知道，这样的坐在父神跟耶稣基督坐在一起天上的这人是不可能被淹死的。
He saw the position that we've been placed into by the Word of God.
所以他看见的借着神的话借着真理啊，我们已经在天上有的位置了。
You see, he was depending upon his feelings.
所以呢他原来是依靠他的这个感觉来行事的。
And when he was down here, he didn't think he was saved.
所以当他在这个平均线以下的时候呢，他就感觉自己没得救。
When he was up here, he was rejoicing, but he didn't spend a lot of time there.
然后在上面呢，他就会很高兴，但是那上面的时间也不长。
So we're going to take a break in just in a minute or so. But we're going to look some more at the Word of God as we see it in John chapter 10. That when someone trusts the Lord Jesus Christ, their destiny is sealed forever in the future.And does not depend upon your feelings whatsoever.
所以我们等会儿呢再会看到第四点，就是任何人只要信靠耶稣基督，他就不用再依靠自己的感觉了哈。第四个证据来告诉我们，他在天堂永恒里他就有了确据。
You know, some of the great hymns that we sing in English and perhaps in Chinese too was written by a man.Named Richard Cooper.
那我们有的时候唱的圣诗啊，英文的，甚至有的中文的，他是有一个很
William Cooper.
William Cooper. 就是他是一个很神大能的仆人啊，这叫 William Cooper. Cooper 弟兄写的。
Do you know the song? There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners.Plunged beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stains.
就有一首这样的圣诗，就是有一个源泉，这个源泉是从耶稣基督圣子的身体里流出来的血所充满的。任何的罪人在这源泉里洗过了，就已经洁净了他们的罪。
And William Cooper suffered from great depression.
那这个弟兄呢，他是有。原来是有很深的这个抑郁症。
He was a very sensitive man, and he suffered greatly all his life.
他是一个非常敏感的人啊，他在他的生命里啊，这个抑郁症很深的搅扰。
And so, but there were times when he was sore, and other times when he was low.
所以他经常经历这样的高山低谷，有的时候还挺高兴，有的时候又很沮丧。
But he realized.That no matter how where he was in his feelings, his destiny was with the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他意识到呢，无论他的感觉把他带到什么地方，他在永恒的位置已经定了，就在耶稣基督。
And so, take courage, brother and sisters.
所以要勇敢啊，刚强壮胆，弟兄姊妹。
We're going to look a little more at this idea of feelings and facts.After the break.
所以我们稍事休息之后，我们继续来看这些关系啊，就是感觉和事实的关系。
I'm going to ask our brother G if he would just close off. If you have any other thoughts, or you can just close in prayer.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking about this eternal security, and I remember our brother Harold Summers. He was talking on, do we have freedom in heaven when we get to be.With the Lord Jesus. Like right now, we have Adam and Eve had freedom. They could obey God and they could not obey God. We have freedom. We could believe God, we could not believe God. And what will it be like in heaven? And you know this thing about eternal security. I think many people get kind of confused that what will happen? You know, when we're living and we're making our choices, we're doing our things.What about when we get to heaven? Will we have our freedom? Will we be able to sin and say, Lord, I don't agree with you. I want to do this. I should be... What is the problem there, right? But you know, God tells us in His Word that we will be like Jesus. We'll be a new creation in Christ. So when we're here on the earth, this is what our decision is going to be.We want to be like Him. Jesus could not sin. Okay? And we will not be in the presence of sin anymore. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. 所以呢，他就说呢，原来 Harold 长老讲过一个 事情啊，就是我们到天上去以后呢，还有没有犯罪的自由啊？因为我们知道亚当和夏娃呢，他是可以用自己的自由意志选择反对神。我们今天呢，在肉体里呢也是一样的啊，我们可以悖逆神。那我们上天了以后呢，是不是还是这样的？我们要知道，在地上我们最大的征战就是，其实我们特别想成为基督的样子，但是我们做不到啊。
So there's two agreements. One is Christ has already fulfilled that contract. He has paid for our sin on the cross of Calvary, and he has made a way for us to be with God and to be with him forever. And the other contract is with us. On our side, it's our choice, it's our decision. And God will hold us to that decision. Okay? And if we decide to follow Jesus, if we believe God's word, that Christ has come to pay for our sins and he has washed us clean and we are a new creation born again in Christ, that we will never perish again. God will always hold us in his hand. If we believe that we are born again, we can't become unborn. Okay? We are born again. It's just like a baby born into this world can't go back into its womb again, into the mother's womb again and become unborn. When we are born again, this is our eternal security. We are in the family of God, adopted by God.
所以这里面，我们要确实知道的就是，神的应许哈，是一面，我们的决定是一面。那一旦我们生出来，神的应许我们都知道了，然后他也实现了，耶稣基督在十字架上替我们赎了罪哈，所以罪的审判的代价就过去了，就实现了。那我们的信心呢，借着我们的在地上的选择呢，也显明了。当这个事情成了以后呢，我们就重生了。重生就是个新造的人，新造的人就像你生孩子，你不能说呢，我不生了，再把这孩子塞回妈妈肚子里去，这没有这么一说的。他就是一个新的，完全新的一个 nature， 一个本性了。所以这个本性里的他是不犯罪的，就我们新造的人的本性是不犯罪的。当我们老我过去以后呢，新造的人在天上的时候，他就不会有犯罪的本性出来。
See, God has created man for a purpose. Okay, it's like an engineer or the designer designs a tool, like a screwdriver or a Phillips or some kind of a tool. He designs it for a special purpose. And if you use it for a different purpose, it won't work and it will break or whatever. But God has designed man for a special purpose.He is designed in the image of God. Okay? We are to be like Him. And we are to fulfill our purpose.
就像神一开始造亚当夏娃是按照他的形象和样式造的。神造我们是有目的的。造我们呢就是要成为他的后裔，要像他一样。然后经历过堕落在重生的过程以后啊，我们是在他里面，在基督里面重生的。所以他的旨意，他的目的呢，是在我们重生之后就得以完全了。就在那个时候，我们就真的是和神是一样的一个 nature， 一个本性。
If we truly want to fulfill His purpose, if we want to be in His will, in the design that He created us, then we must say to Him that we believe that You love me, and I want to be like Your Son. I want to fulfill that purpose that You designed me for, You created me for.And the only way that can be done is that Christ redeems us from our sins. Because it says not one sin will enter heaven. Not even one sin. And we must be washed in that precious blood that Christ shed there on the cross of Calvary and be clean before God.
所以这就像我们要立志啊，我们觉得我们想要达成你的旨意，这是我们的责任。当我们立志了，能力是从哪来呢？是从耶稣基督的宝血的救赎里来，就像经过一个洁净池一样，这是由他的血来付上的代价。然后经过这以后，我们就成了新造的人。在这个新造的人里面呢，他是没有那犯罪的本性的，只是当我们还在老我里面呢，他会有征战，当我们老我会死的，死的时候就没有。
Many of my ESL students ask me, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden.And broke God's laws. When Satan came to tempt them, why didn't God put an end to all that right there and then? Stop everything and put Satan into jail or into hell, and Adam and Eve, he would have sent them off because they've broken their God's laws. Why didn't God stop that, all that at that one time?
对，比方说有 ESL 班的学生呢，就问他一个问题，说，那如果上帝在亚当夏娃吃了果子，之后呢，他既然开始审判，他为什么不在那一点就画个句号，就把呢亚当夏娃该做的惩罚做了，然后把撒旦呢该做的惩罚也做了，那就结束了，为什么还要继续呢？
You know, if God would have stopped all that at that time, I would not be here, you would not be here.And we wouldn't have a choice of going to be with God. Okay, everything would have come to a stop. Christ is gathering those people that love him, want to be in his kingdom, want to be forever with him in his purposes. He's gathering those people together. Those people that don't want to have anything to do with him, they will not be with him. They will go to that place called hell.
So,假设就在那一刻都停了的话呢，我们在座所有人都不会出生的。所以呢，某种程度呢，历史历代的人呢，在那一刻都是藏在亚当和夏娃里的。但是呢，这一大群的历史历代人里面呢，不是每个人都决定要做那个坏事的。他当中是有一批人说我愿意跟随神的，所以神要给每一个藏在里面的灵魂一个机会，所以大家就都分开了。你愿意选择的，神就给你重新选择的机会。
And you know the sins that we commit against God are eternal sins. They're not like 100 years or 1,000 years. It's an eternal sin against eternal God. And the Word of God tells us that the power of Christ's blood will never lose its power right into eternity. When we enter that in, when we enter into eternity, the blood of Christ.Will never lose its power to keep us.
而且神宝血救赎的功啊，他这个能力是永远不会失去的。他是在永恒里做的这个功，因为他本身是神，所以这个能力是持守到永恒里，不会失效的。
Let's give thanks now and time is passing on.
做一个结束的祷告。
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing that, you know to know the Lord, and you know the people that say, I don't believe in God because I can't see God. Well, you can't see electricity, you can't see the wind, you can't see all kinds of things, but we believe, we have faith that the electricity is powering that light and we have light. But you know, God's presence is everywhere.
他又讲了一段，还没有祷告。就他说很多人就在讲这个，我看不见神呢，说我怎么相信我看不见的东西呢？但是我们有很多东西看不见啊，你电你也看不见嘛，那你知道有电吗？你有很多的你看不见的事，你是凭着信心去相信的。那你为什么不能凭着信心去相信，在灵里有一位上帝，他是造我们的主
？You know, Jesus said, "No man has seen the Father at any time, but the Son has come to reveal the heart of God to all of mankind." And that's what we're reading here.
更何况上帝差了圣子基督，把他的本相显明出来。没有人能见过神，但是。父怀里的独生子就把它表明出来，所以我们翻开这本圣经，我们就认识神，我们就看见神了。好，我们一起来做个感恩的祷告。
Our loving Father, we want to thank you for your word, which is eternal, that never changes. And Lord, we want to thank you again that we can hang our hats on that. Lord, we can totally put our faith and trust in every word that you have spoken, because your word is eternal, as eternal as thou art.So, Lord, we want to thank you again for teaching us by the Holy Spirit, Lord. We know that this book it could be like a poem written by a man, and that man has feelings and he wrote that poem. But this book is not a private interpretation. This book is the true Word of God. And that the Spirit of God is what reveals the truth of God to each and every one whoIs sealed by the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, we thank thee again that the Holy Spirit is teaching us about thyself. We thank thee that there are so much to learn. And Lord, we enjoy learning about thee. We thank thee now for the food that's been prepared, Lord. We thank thee for the refreshments. We thank thee for the time of fellowship. We thank thee most of all for your great love that sent Jesus to die for our sins, that we might be right with thee, that we might go to be with thee in heaven, and forever live in your purpose.
Yeah.
We give thee thanks in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Text in John chapter 10.
回到约翰福音十章的内容。
Before we begin, let's just ask the Lord's blessing again upon us.
我们再做一个简短开始的祷告。
Father, again, we want you to reveal your Son to us by your Spirit.
父啊，我们盼望您借着圣灵来把圣子耶稣启示给我们。
We thank you for that good shepherd that came.
我们谢谢为这好的牧人到我们中间来。
Lord, we ask you to open our understanding again.
主啊，求您开我们的理解。
That we might see him.
让我们能看见这牧者。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Now we have been looking at the Word of God as being the rock upon which we base our faith.
所以我们看见神的话呢，就是我们能够信靠的那磐石，信心锚住的磐石。
And now we actually are going to look at the Word of God incarnate.
所以我们要看呢，这道成肉身的神的话。
That God sent His Son into the world, who was known as the Word of God Himself.
因为神差他的圣子啊来到世间，他就是那神的话道成肉身了。
Now your word is an expression of your thoughts of your being.
假设你在说话呢，其实就是在表达你自己的想法和你自己本身的本性啊。
And so the Lord Jesus.In that sense, as the Word of God is the very expression of God.
所以耶稣在那一个时候活的那段时间，就是把神的样子表达出来。
And he was manifested in the flesh.
在肉体中显现出来。
And so, our eternal security not only is based upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus and the new creation.But it's based upon His own word to us, the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们的得救的确据啊，不但基于我们刚才讲的那三点啊，还基于他自己啊，就是他就是那道。
Now we read in verse 22 is the feast of dedication.
二十二节讲到有修殿节。
At Jerusalem, it was what the modern name for it is the Hanukkah.
对，今天我们叫 Hanukkah.
Hanukkah just comes during the winter when it's cold.
就是冬天会有这个节。
And it was winter spiritually as well, as we see the coldness with which the Jews received Jesus.
对，就是你会看见是在冬天的时候啊，就是他们见到耶稣。
So, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade.
是在所罗门的廊下。
And verse 24, the Jews, they gathered round him there.
然后犹太人呢就围着他。
He taught every day in the temple.
他每一天都在圣殿讲道。
And so now these Jews, of course, when you mention the Jews, they're probably made up of Pharisees, scribes,And so on.
他这里讲到是犹太人啊，也许组成的就是文士啊、法利赛人呢、啊。
These were his adversaries.
其实他们都是耶稣的敌人。
And they're always trying to trick him.
他们总想找方式来坑他。
Trying to catch him in his words.
来抓他的把柄。
They didn't believe him.
他们其实不相信耶稣。
And they had in the past, and they probably still were wanting to kill him.
对，他们过去是这样，现在可能还是这样，就这段时间，而且可能更深，就想都要杀耶稣了。
And now this group of Jews, they got a question for him again.
这个时候呢，这一群的犹太人也对他有问题。
And it has to do with his claims to be the Messiah.
因为呢，这个问题就围绕他说他是有基督啊这么一个问题。
So their question is, how long will you keep us in suspense?
问题就是你要让我们犹疑不定啊，到几时
？If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.
如果你是基督呢，就明明的告诉我们。
In other words, if you're the Messiah, the one who is promised in the prophets and the Old Testament, the deliverer sent from God, tell us straight out.
他岂不意思就是说呢，如果你是弥赛亚，就在旧约里反反复复预言的要来的拯救我们的，所以如果你就是那个，你就明的告诉我们，你就是那个人。
Now why did he not tell them directly?
为什么耶稣不直白的跟他们讲？
Why didn't he come announce on the scene, I am the Messiah?
为什么他不在人群前就这么大声宣称，我就是弥赛亚，我就是基督？
The fact is, he was announced by the word of God itself.
事实上他是借着神的话来宣称的。
All that the Old Testament prophets prophesied concerning the Messiah, the Lord Jesus fulfilled one thing after another.
因为整个旧约指向弥赛亚的所有的点，耶稣都一个一个一个应验了。
And so he answers them, I did tell you.
所以他回答了，他说我真的告诉你们了呀。
Now you can't point to any one specific place where he says I am the Messiah.
但是你真的找不到一个特别的一个地方，耶稣站起来说我是基督，我是弥赛亚。
But his whole life and ministry testifies to that.
但他的整个生命啊，他的服事就完全证明了他就是。
He told them in so many demonstrations of it.
他告诉他们啊，在很多的这个事情上显明了。
He said, "But I've done it in a way so that you would have to receive me by faith." That's really what he's saying here.
所以他其实是在用一个什么样的方式来表达呢？就是大家若去看圣经，借着信心接受啊，这种接受才会是真的。
You see, they wanted a Messiah, a king to come and destroy the Roman power.
因为他们想要呢，这个弥赛亚来是来毁灭罗马的这个统治的。
As a matter of fact, after he fed the 5,000 on the hillside there, they wanted to make him king.
事实上，当耶稣喂饱了五千人啊，在野地里面，那他们很快就想让耶稣做王。
If he can multiply loaves like that, then what can he do to a bunch of Romans?
如果他都能就是把这个面包不停地变出来，那就处理那些罗马人不是很简单吗？
But it doesn't take faith to follow a king like that.
但是这不是你跟随这样的一个王啊该有的信心。
But it takes faith to follow one who doesn't make those kind of claims.
所以对于没有公开宣称的这个耶稣来说啊，就他没有说他是基督啊，所以你需要凭着信心去相信。
He says there in verse 25, I did tell you.
二十五。
I demonstrated it.
他说我已经告诉你们了，实际上是通过他的行为验证的。
But you didn't have faith. You did not believe, he says.
他说你们不相信嘛，你们没有信心。
That's what he says there in verse 25. You don't believe.
其实你们就不信。
The miracles, he says, I do in my Father's name. They speak for me.
奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。
They should tell you, and the eye of faith would understand that I am the one who was to come.
所以，信心的眼就能看见耶稣就是那预言中要来的那位。
The Lord shut up a lot of his teaching so it would only be received by those who would follow it by faith.
所以耶稣的很多的教导只能是有那信心的人呢才能够真的接进来，才能明白。
That's why he spoke in parables.
这就是为什么他经常用比喻来说话。
that those who thought they knew wouldn't see what the meaning was.
所以那些认为他知道未来的弥赛亚是什么样的人，就听不懂耶稣的比喻。
And those who wanted to know more, they could come to the Lord and they'd ask him questions.
啊，那些想要明白更多，他们就会到耶稣那去问问题。
And so he would teach his disciples.
对，他就能够教导他的门徒了。
Because they wanted to know.
因为他们想明白嘛。
So the Lord Jesus, today, even today now, the entrance into heaven is only by faith.
即使今天，进天堂的门还是信心之门。
And even after we're saved, our walk is entirely by faith.
即使我们得救了，我们成圣的路也完全是信心的路。
We read in Hebrews chapter 11 that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
就像希伯来书十一章说的，人若非有信啊，不能得神的喜悦。
Anything that is not of faith doesn't make God happy.
任何事若不是借着信心出来的，神就不悦纳了。
Now the eternal security of the believer is entirely based upon faith.
所以整个信徒们的一生啊，其实都是在信心的基石上。
Now I was telling Jeet during the break that one part of my family, my great aunt Marion was her name, responsible for leading my mother to the Lord.
所以我就刚刚茶歇的时候，我跟 Jeet 长老讲了一些。家里的事啊，就是我的大阿姨啊，就是对，反正就是她的长辈啊，那带领她妈信主的那个长辈。
And they belonged to a church, and they were godly people, but they belonged to a church that didn't believe in the eternal security of the believer.
对，他们虽然得救了，但是他们去聚会那个教会呢，是不相信救恩确据的，就是。不相信这个得救了就不会失丧的。
They thought that a person could lose their salvation.
那边教导的内容呢，包括就是你会失掉救恩的。
My great uncle Charlie lived his entire life in fear of losing his salvation.
所以我的叔叔啊，就是 Charlie 啊，就是他一生都是生活在这恐惧中，就是他丢了救恩的恐惧中。
And that family was a godly family. They started churches throughout British Columbia.
所以这是个很属神的一家啊，他们在BC 省呢也建教会。
Yet they didn't know the security of eternal salvation.
很可惜，他们还是不知道救恩得救的确据。
And so I couldn't argue with them. I was a young Christian when I first met them, and I didn't have the argument.
那个时候呢，我也刚得救，我是个很年轻的基督徒，我也没办法跟他们争论这些，我也不懂怎么去跟他们讲。
And so now, if I could see them, I could talk to them.
那如果是现在呢，我呢再见到他们呢，我应该能够讲的会更明白一些。
But you see, they weren't living by faith.
你会看见呢，对他们来说，他们并不是借着信心来经历他们一生的。
They trusted Jesus for initial salvation.
对，他们信靠耶稣呢，最初的救恩。
But they didn't believe that God could actually carry it out.
对，他们不相信呢，这个最初的信心，神可以把它一直持守到永远。
And so their salvation, their eternal salvation was dependent upon themselves.
所以他们的永恒的救恩呢，他们认为是在得救以后依靠自己的。
What a weak foundation that is to build your eternal life on.
哇，如果是这样的话呢，你永恒的生命基于的这个基石是多么的不可靠。
Because I know what I'm like.
因为我知道我是什么样的样子。
I'm as weak as water.
对，我就像水一样软弱。
I could never depend upon me.
对，我知道我自己是不能依靠自己的。
If I have lived any kind of life pleasing to God, it's not because of Eric Peterson.
如果我真的能活出一个什么样的生命啊，好的生命，这一定不是因为我啊。
It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ living in me by faith.
啊，一定是借着我的信心，耶稣基督在我里面活着，才能有生命。
And so, another thing, a person that believes a soul can be lost, there is a hidden pride in that.
所以那些呢，认为救恩会失掉的那些人呢？其实在它里面有一个隐藏的骄傲。
Because then these people think that if salvation, their eternal salvation depends upon them, when they get to heaven, they can say, I overcame.
假设那一切相信这个事情的人呢，那当他去天堂的时候，他可以跟主说，我胜过了那一切的试探，我赢了，不是你赢了。
And so God's salvation was not quite complete. I had to add to it.
所以神的救恩呢，就不是那么完全了，是我在当中是做了功的。
See the hidden pride there?
你会看见这隐藏的骄傲了。
When we come to the Lord Jesus, we take our place at the foot of the cross, kneeling there in deep contrition and humility.
所以当我们来到基督面前呢，我们是一个完全谦卑俯伏在他救恩面前的状态去的。
And helpless sinners, we take our place.
无助的罪人，这是我们的一个真实的状态，真实的情况。
And our walk then from then on is the same. We are before him, we are nothing. As Paul would say, I am nothing.
所以我们得救以后与神同行的日子呢，也是这样的，我还是一个无助的罪人。其实就像保罗说的，我们啥都不是嘛，我什么都不是。
Our eternal salvation is completely dependent upon God himself.
所以我们永恒的得救呢，是完全依靠神的功啊。我们只是付出接受的信心了。
And faith receives that word which says, I give unto them eternal life, and they will never perish.
所以信心就是我要，对于那些信靠他的人呢，神就把永恒的生命给他，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So the Lord Jesus answers these Jews.
所以耶稣在这里回答这些犹太人。
And says, the reason you've never believed.
所以回答的意思就是呢，我就算讲了，我告诉你们了，你们就是不信。
Because you're not my sheep.
因为你不是我的羊啊。
And here he outlines now three conditions for eternal salvation.
所以他这里列了三个条件啊，为永恒的救恩。
Are there conditions for eternal life?
这是永恒生命的条件。
In a sense, yes.
有永恒生命有条件吗？某种程度说是有的。
Here they are.
现在也看了。
He says, "My sheep, number one, they listen to my voice."
第一呢，就是我的羊听我的声音。
Is that a condition or is that just a fact?
这是一个条件还是一个事实啊？
条件。
It's a condition.
It's a condition.
对，是的，那是个条件。
He's describing something.
对他是在描述一个事情。
Well, let's look into this a little deeper.
那我们再往深里看。
Chapter 5:24.
John.
John.
Yeah, 还同一卷福音书啊，五章的二十四节。
Chapter 5.
往深里看一点哈。约翰福音五章二十四。
What does it mean that they listen to my voice? If they hear my voice, they listen.
那句话说他们听我的声音啊，是什么意思？
Well, here verse 24 says, the Lord Jesus now is speaking here. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me,has eternal life. He will not be condemned, but has passed over from death to life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
So, when a soul hears the word of salvation, believing God,because the idea here is that the soul believes God, their soul has already been brought before that Holy One and they feel the weight of their sin. That's the idea here. If you believe in God, you believe that he's a holy, righteous God and you are a helpless sinner.
当一个罪人被带到基督面前， 他信靠基督呢，一定会发生这样的一个事实，就是他知道神是全然圣洁的，他知道自己是全然败坏、完全无助的一个罪人。
That's what the teacher teaching of this chapter would bring out.
啊，这就是这一章的教导会带出来的。
But now he says, "You hear he that hears my word, the word of salvation."
就是你这些信靠我的哈，然后听见我的，也听见我的救恩话语的。
That's hearing the voice of the shepherd, isn't it?
就听见了牧羊人的声音。
And as soon as you hear the voice of the shepherd, you follow him, it says there in chapter 10. They listen to my voice, and I know them and they follow me.
所以当你听见他的声音呢，你就会跟随他哈，就是十章二十七节讲。
Now, there's an initial condition there, isn't it? It's to hear the word of the gospel.
所以这里有一个先决条件，就是你听见了福音的话。
And what happens when a person now, as a guilty sinner, hears the word comes into their hearts. They receive the word.
所以发生的事情就是一个完全败坏的罪人呢，当他第一次听见福音，他就接受这福音进到他心里。
And the word.Then, like a seed planted in good soil, it germinates and brings forth a life.
那这个话呢，就像一个种子，种到土里，它生根发芽，开始长大。
So that word, he that hears my word, and it's implied here, and believes.
所以他这里听见我的声音啊，就相信了。
And believes in.Him who sent me has eternal life. That's present possession, is it not?
It's five, back to five, right?
Chapter 5:24, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
他这听我话又信差我来者的就有永生了。
Has eternal life. The moment you hear the word of salvation and believe, you have eternal life.
就那听的那一刻就有永生了，信的那一刻就有永生了，听见又信的那一刻。
Now, eternal life lasts how long?
那永恒的生命持续多久呢？
Eternally, can you understand eternity?
你能理解永恒吗？
No time. No time. Without time.
就没有时间了。
So now that life is two things. It's eternal, like you say, no time. Lasts forever. It's everlasting life. But it's also everlasting life. That life is the life of God Himself.
所以永恒的生命哈，它既是永恒的，也是生命，所以它两个都很重要。永恒就是没有时间，就是使它持续到永永远远。同时呢，它是生命，这个生命的源头是从神那来的。
It's not only quantity, which is infinite, but it's also quality, because it's God's life.
所以它不但是量，量就是永恒，它更是质，因为它是从神来的生命，是生命之中最最宝贵的。
And will never be condemned.That life is a perfect, flawless life.
而且不至于被定罪，因为这样的生命是完美的，是无瑕的。
So that eternal life that we get when we believe is not something that can ever come under judgment. It's God's life.
所以这是神的生命啊，这样的生命是不可能被放在定罪的那个审判台前。
And then he adds at the end of that verse there, he's crossed over out of death.And into life.
所以他说呢，是已经出死入生了。
So, and if we go back to John chapter 10,
那如果我们回到约翰福音十章，
we want to look there at that conditions, we might say.
我们看一下。
Are they conditions?
看一下我们的条件哈。
Or is he just stating a fact there?
他是在讲条件呢，还是在讲一个事实？
In John chapter 5, verse 24, he's stating a fact.
在约翰福音的五章，我们刚才读的那一节经文，他是在讲事实。
Now, it's you can look at it as a condition. That's what we have to do. We have to trust. We have to listen to his voice. And then we're born again.
那我们也可以把它看成一个条件啊，就是你要相信，你要听见，你要相信，你才重生。
But after that initial act, that's the one condition.
那除了这一个，这就是一个条件啊，就是最初的一个举动。在这之后呢
？You remember what the Lord Jesus answered those that came to him and said and asked him the question, "What can we do that we might work the works of God?"
It's John 6, right?
Yeah, John 6.
其实我们在约翰福音六章有一句话，就是，耶稣说，有人来到他面前啊，说我们做什么才算做神的功啊？
John 6. Anybody know where that might be?
6:28.
6:28. Thank you.
六章的二十八节啊。
Then he asked him, "What must we do to do the works of God, or God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this: to believe in the one He has sent." That's
约翰福音六章二十八、二十九节啊。就众人问他，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
That's the one condition, is it not?
这就是唯一的那个条件。
And to believe.Simply believing.
就是相信。
Now it's an interesting thing that in the book of John, which deals with the gospel of the grace of God more than any other gospel.
对约翰福音呢，在讲神的恩典啊，讲的比其他的福音书都要好。
That the word repent is not in the gospel of John.
悔改这个词啊，你在约翰福音里看的很少。
Does not the Lord never says for the people to repent?
神在约翰福音里他没提到就让人去悔改。
John views a person who believes and receives the word of God. He views belief. Repentance is part of that.
因为约翰呢，把这个信呢，就当作悔改是他当中不可或缺的一个部分。
You see, unbelief is unrepentance.
就不信呢，就是没有悔改的人。
A person cannot believe without repenting.
就一个人若不悔改，他不可能信的。
Because repentance doesn't mean, oh, I'm sorry for my sin. You know, it's not an emotional thing.
所以悔改不是说道歉，我错了，我对不起，这不是一个这样的一个情感上的过程。
Repentance is a choice.
悔改是一个选择。
Repentance in the New Testament simply means to turn from.
在新约里这个悔改啊，它只是简单的意味着转向，就从原来的路上转出来。
As Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he said, "You turned to God from your idols."
就像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦书，他说你们从偶像啊转离啊转向神。
And in turning, that's repentance.
所以悔改就是转向。
And so when John never uses the word repentant, but when he says you believe, that meant the people have turned from their unbelief, turned from their sin, and they've turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they've received.
虽然约翰没有讲到悔改啊，但是他每次讲到信呢，都是在讲什么意思？你从你原来的不信，从你原来的罪，做决定，你转向神。你相信他，你倚靠他，你从倚靠偶像到倚靠神。
So those in
这就是悔改。
Those that were those Jews, the reason they wouldn't believe is they wouldn't turn from their sins.
所以这些犹太人之所以不信，就是他们不愿意从罪中回转。
So he says, "My sheep, they listen to my voice."
所以说，我的羊呢就听我的声音。
Now, after you believe, when this word, this sentence there, if they listen to my voice, initially they hear his word, they're saved. But they continue, because this is in the present tense, the present continuous, which means a condition now of believers. They always listen to the voice of the Savior.
所以这里呢，我们最初是听见神的声音得救的，这是条件，没有问题。但这里用的是现在时，这说明我们是一直听神的声音，持续相信他。
Now I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 8.
我们来到罗马书的八章了。
Romans chapter 8. And it's a matter of we hear the voice of the Savior.
我们听见救主的声音。
Now, I'm going to ask Nicole a question. You don't mind answering a question? Have you ever heard the voice of Jesus, like the real voice, his real voice speaking to you?
他说他问你扣一个问题啊，那你有没有听过真实的耶稣的声音？
No, I haven't either.
我也没有听过。
Because the Apostle Paul did, you remember?
但使徒保罗听过，对吧？
On the road to Emmaus, or road to Damascus. And again, another time the Lord spoke to him too.
另外的时候神也向他说话。
But I don't think anybody here has actually heard the voice. Have you, Gene?
我不相信我们在座的有人听过这种真实的神的声音。
But I can tell you there's one voice, you have heard the voice in a different way.
但是你的确是听过这声音啊，按照不同别的方式。
The spirit of God is the spirit of Christ as well.
就是圣灵啊，其实就是耶稣的灵。
So it says here in verse 14 of chapter 8.
八章十四节。
Says because those who are led by the Spirit of God, and that parallels what we read later on in John chapter 10, that they follow me. See, because we're led by that Spirit.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，其实我们就是圣灵带领的。
Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
就是神的儿子。
Now, Paul writing to the Romans is stating a fact here.
保罗写这个的是写给罗马人的时候，他是在写一个事实。
If you're a son of God, you are following this. You're being led by the Spirit of God. If you are a son of God,
如果你是神的儿子呢，你就被神的灵带领。
That's just a fact.
这是个事实。
If you aren't following the Spirit, then you might doubt whether you ever were born again.
如果你不跟随神的灵引导啊。你其实就要开始想一想，你是不是真的重生了。
Sometimes it's good to examine ourselves.
对，这是一个很好的，看自己的生命的一个方式。
But here he's talking about a fact of those that had received, verse 15, receiving the Spirit. For you did not receive a Spirit that makes you a slave again to fear.But you receive the spirit of sonship.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心。
Now, that spirit, the spirit of God, is the spirit that tells you that you are God's child.
这样的灵啊，其实就是告诉你，你是神的孩子。
And oftentimes you may feel, oh Lord, I've been a naughty child, a bad child.
所以有的时候你祷告，你就会有这个感受。哎呦，主啊，我不是一个好孩子，我是一个淘气的孩子。
And I don't deserve to be your child.
我也不配成为你的孩子。
You remember the prodigal son?
你记得那浪子哈。
The prodigal son is not a story of the salvation of a sinner.
所以浪子的比喻啊，它不是一个 ，it's not a salvation of a sinner.
It's the story of the restoration of a son. Can be looked at that way.
Okay.
It's often applied as a salvation of a son.
Okay. 就是我们有一种角度来看这个 浪子的比喻，我们经常把它看作一个得救的一个故事，但其实呢，你也可以把它看成一个失丧的孩子重新回归父亲爱的关系的一个成圣的故事。他只是一时糊涂了。
Go to Luke 15 for a minute here. We're talking about sonship here in Romans. Let's go to Luke chapter 15.
看看这个儿子哈，是我们的儿子跟天父。我们看路加的十五章。
It isn't exactly, because the Lord never uses the expression like he does in the first two parables about the angels of heaven rejoicing over a lost sinner. It can be applied, it's applied that way, incorrectly.
所以这里呢，我们当然可以把它看成一个得救的样子，因为在十五章的开头两个比喻都是神的使者要欢喜罪人失丧得救，这个没有问题。
It can be applied as a gospel message where
这是一个福音的故事，当然。
But it also could apply very nicely to a son.
它也可以完全很完美的应用到一个淘气的孩子，一个不懂事的孩子从罪中回来。
So I'm sure you, do you all know the story well?
你们应该都明白这个，听过这个故事哈。
So we don't need to read it.
所以我们不需要再读一遍。
But the story goes that a young man decided that he was going to be independent of his father.
这个年轻人他要离家了，他要离开他父亲。
Please note that he was born in the household of the father.
记得在这里，他是在父家长大。
So he's a son of the father.
所以他是父亲的孩子。
But he decides he doesn't want anything to do with the family estate.
但是他却决定不跟这个家有什么关系了，他要走。
And he takes his portion of the estate and disappears into a far country.
对，他就把家里他该得遗产的那一部分拿走了，就走了。
But God has other plans.
但是神有他自己的计划。
He doesn't destroy that young man.
神没有把他毁了，对，把这个年轻人毁了。
Instead, he puts him under discipline, doesn't he?
那就是管教了他。
God sends a famine.
就是有一个饥荒。
That famine was necessary to bring that.Young man to his senses.
这个饥荒呢，把这个年轻人带回来是非常有必要的。这个饥荒很有必要。
He's starving.
因为他很饿啊。
In that far country.
在那个远方的国度里。
And he realizes that he has no claim upon his father anymore. He spent all his inheritance.
这时候他意识到，他跟他父亲也没什么好说的，因为他把遗产都花光了。
So he thinks that the only thing now he can do is become a servant to his father.
他这时候意识到呢，其实他唯一能做的就是成为他父家的一个仆人了。
So in the far, in the, it says in verse 17 of chapter 15, when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I'm starving to death. I'll set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father,I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired men or servants. So he got up and went to his father.
十七节，他醒悟过来就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。”
See, he made the mistake to think that he was no longer his.The son of his father.
所以他意识到了呢，他已经不再是他父亲的孩子了。他做错事了。
He thought the relationship that he was born into was broken.
他意识到呢，他那个关系啊，他生来跟父的那个关系已经在这一当口已经出现了问题。
So he thought that he'd have to come back in now with a new relationship.
他现在要回去修复这关系。
As a hired servant.
他想。这个就成为一个雇工吧，
And so、
就不好意思成为儿子了。
He rehearsed his resume.
所以他就相当于又改变了他的这个简历啊，他不再是个儿子的简历了。
I'm not worthy. I've lost the standing as a son. Make me a servant.
他说我不再不配成为儿子了，你就当我雇工吧。
Now, from what we understand here, the father had been sitting watching every day the horizon for that figure that he knew so well and loved.
所以我们看见了，就是父亲在他还远的时候啊，就认出他来了。
One day he saw that thin, ragged figure of his son. He knew him immediately.
因为他父亲一直在那里等他回来，所以当他看见这孩子的时候，就认出他来。
What does the father do?
父亲做什么呢？
He runs to that son.
他跑向这孩子。
You see, the discipline was finished.
因为这管教结束了。
Now the son gets he's rehearsed his speech, but he doesn't get very far into it.
所以儿子呢就讲他在原来还在没见他父亲之前想好要讲的话，他没讲完。
He says, I've sinned, in verse 21, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. But that's as far as he got.
你看啊，他讲到哪呢？他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配成为你的儿子。就讲到这儿就停。他来不及讲后面的话。
Quick, bring me the best robe.
因为呢，父亲说，等会儿赶紧把他这个袍子给他拿过来。
That robe was the robe, you remember Joseph,that his father gave him, that exalted him above his brothers. He was putting this son into the highest position in his house.
所以这个袍子，上好的袍子，相当于他把这个儿子放在这家很尊贵的位置上。
You see, the young man had made a mistake.
你看，这年轻人是做错事了。
He thought that his relationship was now broken.
现在他看见他的关系呢，就破碎了。
It was only his fellowship.
但实际上呢，只是这个爱的关系没有了。
The father knew the son.
因为这个父亲啊，知道这孩子。
Once a son, always a son.
一旦是儿子呢，就总是儿子。
And the father treats him in that sense.
父亲天父也是这么。
Now back to Romans chapter 8.
看待我们，我们回到罗马书的八章。
He says here in verse 15, you didn't receive the spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship.
那这里说呢，你所受的不是奴仆的心啊，你受的儿子的心。
Whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
That word, that Abba, that's the very word, the ancient word for the Father.
也就是古老的东方的叫父亲的一个。
That a little child could make.
一个小孩子能够发这个音的。
And then verse 16, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵的心与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
That's, you see, they, my sheep hear my voice.
所以你看见啊，那节经文说，我的羊听我的声音啊。
You see, the Spirit.Testifying within us, and we understand, we recognize that voice.
而且圣灵跟我们同作见证，我们能认出啊，这个是神的声音。
And though we may go astray, like this prodigal son,
也许我们会像这浪子一样走歪了。
God will bring discipline to into our lives to make us return to Him.
那神还是会管教我们的，让我们能够走回原来的正路上。
Because that once a relationship has been established with God the Father, it can never be broken.
所以一旦一个关系跟父建立起来呢，就不会再失丧了，就不可能再破，又重回原来没有关系的状态。
As disobedient as that son was, he was always a son.
即便是一个悖逆的孩子呢，他还是儿子。
And if a son goes astray, God brings that son into repentance by discipline.
所以当一个儿子走歪了以后呢，是父神就会把这个儿子呢就管教，把他带回原来的正路上。
And you know those are two marks of a believer.
所以呢，在我们的基督徒呢，一个信徒身上有两个印记。
We hear his voice by the Spirit of God, And we undergo God's discipline in our lives.
所以我们听他的声音啊，借着圣灵，同时呢，我们也在我们走歪的时候，会接受神的管教，在一生中。
So to answer your question now, Nicole, can I ask you another question?
所以我再可以问你一个另外的问题。
I pick on Nicole because, she needs the English practice.
Thank you.
Now, can you say that God speaks to you?
那你现在能说神跟你说话吗？
I don't mean the Lord Jesus in actual, but God speaks to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
神，对，我不是说那有形的声音，但是我就问你，神是不是跟你说话？是的。
And do you talk to him too, back?
你有没有跟他说呢？
You can, you can.
你也可以跟他说。
It's a wonderful thing to have a two-way conversation.
这是个很美好的事啊，这是一个双向的交流。
He's interested in us.
而且他很愿意啊，神也特别愿意。
If the Father, as pictured in Luke, loved that son so much that this ragged, dirty, defiled man had returned to the Father, he loved him, brought him back.
像在路加里面那个父亲如此悖逆。以及如此肮脏的一个孩子回来，神这个父亲也一样的接纳他。
And they brought him into the house and they began to have a big party.
然后他把他带回家呢，他们又一起有吃喝快乐的时间。
That party is still going on because it doesn't say it ended anywhere.
May I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Our brother was saying that the sonship, our position, can never be broken. Once we're born again, we're born into the family of God. We are sons of God. We've been adopted. And that can never change. We are sons of our Father in heaven. That can never change. But the other thing, too, is we've been brought into a new family. So let's take Nicole as an example again. So it seems to have
zero in our
hearing. Zero in on Nicole. Is my sister in the Lord. I can't change that. She can't change that. Okay? We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. We will always be brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? But sometimes Nicole and I don't get along.
Are you sure?
Sometimes she says, I believe this. I think it should be like this. I said, no, Nicole. It should be like this. It shouldn't be like that. So sometimes we disagree, okay? And sometimes maybe get angry at one another. Oh, sometimes. So our fellowship, our friendship, our fellowship, our brother and sister, we kind of drift apart, okay? But that doesn't change the fact that we're still brothers and sisters, okay? It's the same thing. We were talking about this parable of the son, right? He was always a son. He always will be the son, whether he lived in the pig pen or he was at the mansion where his father was. But you know, in our situation, we're born again, we go astray sometimes. And the Spirit of God, which witnesses to our spirit and says, Jeet, you've been a bad boy. You shouldn't have done that. And then it brings it to my conscience and I realize that I shouldn't have done that. I committed a sin against God. And the Holy Spirit will direct me to Jesus. And I will go to the Lord Jesus in prayer and ask for forgiveness for the sin that I've committed. Okay? Because I shouldn't have done that. And the Lord is faithful to forgive our sins.
就他在讲就是他说呢 Eric 刚才提到的这个事实就是我们是在神里是神的儿女嘛，这样的一个事实呢，在我们出生的那一刻，借着我们的信心重生的那一刻呢，就是一个事实了。然后这个事实是不能改变的，不能说你不再是个儿女。那他就举个例子，他说比方说呢，我们在主里都是弟兄姊妹，因为我们都生在一个家里，那我们既是父神的孩子呢，那我们就是彼此就是弟兄姊妹。但是呢他说比方说呢，我和Nicole 呢，我们原来可能会是很好的关系，但是我们可能有一段时间呢，我们意见有分歧呢，我们开始关系变得不是那么融洽了，甚至彼此生气了。 但是这个时候呢，我们还是主里的弟兄姊妹，只是我们失掉了那个和好的这个关系。所以呢，这个时候我们是圣灵会在我们里面说话，会告诉我们我们错在哪里。那我们要到父神面前去悔改，就认我们的错，我们就可以修复这关系。就像这个浪子，他无论是在父亲的家里，还是在外面的这个猪圈里，他都是父亲的孩子。但这个的区别在哪呢？就是一个呢，他是跟父亲有那爱的关系；一个呢，他失掉了这个爱的关系，他需要在环境里被管教，向父亲认错，他再回家，但是他的身份没有任何的变化。
It's interesting that the Lord Jesus is called the eternal Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. You know, when you put words together, it forms a sentence. And we are able to communicate with one another. We can talk to one another. We can express our feelings, our anxieties, our joy, our happiness, our sorrow. We can communicate that. And God has always communicated with man. You know, they say that the greatest accomplishment of man is language, is to communicate with one another. And this is the ability that God has given man to communicate. And we have that we have that ability to communicate with God. He communicates with us. We have the ability to communicate with God.
所以我们在地上的这个语言是一个特别重要的东西啊，就是我们彼此之间会有靠着语言的交流。那我们跟神的这个交流呢，也是最重要的，因为神就是话了，太初有道，道就是神了。道与神同在，这个道就是话的，就是 word。 所以这个话在神造人的时候就是最重要的，我们彼此之间最重要的交流方式也是通过话语，我们跟神的交流也是这样的。所以我们的借着话语的跟神的交流是特别特别重要的。
As we were reading, how will we know that we are children of God? It's His Spirit that communicates with our spirit to assure us that we are children of God.
我们怎么知道我们是神的儿女呢？就是他的灵啊，跟我们的灵啊，我们有交流，我们就知道我们是他孩子们。
Because the Spirit of God will always lead His children. He won't push them or pull them or whatever. He leads them and teaches us.
因为他的灵总是带领我们，帮助我们啊，他不推动我们，不强迫我们，他总是和蔼的带领我们。
So it's a wonderful relationship.
这是个很美好的关系。
I just make one concluding point here, two concluding points about the prodigal son, and adding to what Jeet was saying.
我想做两个总结的点哈，就是加在 Jeet 刚才的那个点评上。
You see, the prodigal son made two mistakes that many people who don't believe in eternal security make.
那浪子呢，他犯了两个错误，也是那些不相信永恒得救确据的人常犯的错误。
The first mistake is that he thought that his relationship with his father depended upon him.
第一呢，他相信呢，他和父亲的关系啊，这样的关系是取决于他。
It depended on his actions, you see.
或者说呢，取决于他的行为。
But that was false, wasn't it?
这个是不对的。
The second error that he made is that once that fellowship, or what he thought was relationship, was broken, that it could never be repaired.
第二呢，就是他认为呢，这样爱的关系，或者说他跟父亲的联系，一旦破碎了呢。他觉得不能修复啊，这个也是一个误解。
The relationship wasn't broken, the fellowship was, and the fellowship could be restored on the basis of repentance.
所以他要把两层关系分开，就是父子的关系是永远不会失掉的，所以这个是不会破碎的。破碎的是两个人融洽的爱的关系，这个是可以破碎，但这个关系是可以修复的。
And where did that young man repent? Where was the spot that he repented?
这个年轻人他是在哪悔改的？
Is in the pink pen.
是在猪圈里悔改的。
More specifically, He said, I'm going to arise and I'm going to go to my father. That was repentance.
他在脑子里想, 他说, 我要起来,
and when the father saw him coming, the father didn't go to the far country to seek him.
对, 所以当父亲看见他来的时候呢, 父亲没有去远方的国去找他,
but he was waiting to receive him.
但是父亲在家等着他回来。
So that young man came back through repentance and confession. His fellowship again was restored.
所以当年轻人回来的时候，借着他的悔改啊， 那他的爱的关系就修复了，跟父亲。Now
our brother here will close us in prayer.
好，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您，因为这救恩是永恒的，这救恩是有确据的，是吧？谢谢您，让我们明白这真理，也让我们在成圣的路上义无挂虑，坦然无惧的立定心志的走，您带领我们要走的路，是吧？求您让我们远离一切的搅扰，我们知道我们身上带有耶稣的印记。 我们身上有圣灵的印记，是吧？谢谢您，这样的感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。